here sober, thinking that this is the best possible idea. And this new sponsor was like, let's slow it down. You know, I am the problem here, not him. And I got to make amends to his wife. I got to make amends to him. I got some very clear direction from both of them on how I could show up differently and how I impact them. And I got to put that into action in my life. And, you know, my dad had been one of those people that was like, do you have to keep going that A&A, you know, like those classes? And he wasn't really sure about what I was doing there. And that really shows you what a great example of Alcoholics Anonymous I was for a long time. And he never remembered my sobriety date. You know, my whole family was just sick of me. You know, I remember I was turning a year sober and I was like, hey, should we like have a cake? And my grandma whipped around and was like, we are not gonna celebrate what you should be doing. Like, I did not get, no one cared, okay? I'm like 12 years sober and my dad calls me on my sobriety date and says, happy 12 years for the first time. I was 15 years sober and we're on vacation together and he put his hand on my knee and he said, I'm so proud of you. Like, you guys restored the innocence between me and my dad, you know, little by slowly. When the big book says we have a long period of reconstruction ahead, they weren't lying. My dad was interviewed. He's a CIO of a large IT company, and he was interviewed for his organization that was put on the web, and they said, who is your role model? And he said, my daughter, because she is an incredible example of discipline and principled action. That's Alcoholics Anonymous. That is in no way me. That is you shining through me. And I'm forever grateful for every single one of you that showed me how to live differently, little by slowly, in Alcoholics Anonymous. So that period was amazing, 7 years sober, really diving into AA deeply, doing a lot of work, tons of sponsees, tons of service, tons of stuff, and it was all grist for the mill for what was coming in my life. My husband fell and had a traumatic brain injury, and we were told that, I was told he was never going to be the same again. His life would be altered completely. He would never hold employment. He would have consistent migraines. His entire personality would change. I would have to be his constant advocate. We lived in the hospital for a month, and those first couple of days, man, the whole time AA showed up. You know, we had meetings in the waiting room, and people came. This, my friend Kate brought me fuzzy socks because I didn't know that first night that the ICU is really cold and I would need warm socks on my feet. And a couple years later, I had a friend that was in the ICU dying. He drowned, and I got to bring his girlfriend socks. And if that is an Alcoholics Anonymous, right, that we get to pass on our experience that, hey, someone showed me that I need socks in the ICU, and here's a pair for you. But what's amazing is my husband had he was prayed for, you guys, by people from across the country, and he had a 100% recovery. Like, oh yeah, no, for real, thank you, God. It blew me away, you know. And then a couple years ago, my stepson got into a horrible motorcycle accident. He was alone, 16 years old, in the middle of the California-Oregon border, and shattered his spine. And he knew to lay still for an hour until someone found him. And the doctor who saw his scans after he was airlifted to the hospital said, this kid will never walk again. We'll have a quadriplegic on our hands. And while he was in a 12-hour surgery, I was officiating a sponsee's wedding, because the only thing I know how to do is follow my calendar. And I followed my calendar and officiated the wedding. He got out of surgery, and a week later, he walked out of the hospital. Because again, God be good. And the prayers of Alcoholics Anonymous carried us there. And then when I was 9-10 years sober, my husband and I were told by a doctor that we would never have children. The two of us would never have children together. And we went through a period of many years of a lot of medical treatments in order to have that dream come true. And no, and no, and no, and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I spent 10 years waiting for a baby and in a lot of grief. And I had Alcoholics Anonymous. Like I said in the very beginning, abandon ourselves with enthusiasm, the idea of helping other alcoholics. I, you know, got to sponsor 100 women during that time. I got to travel all over the country. I got to serve Alcoholics Anonymous as